Okay, so Resemble AI just dropped something called Drama Box, and the pitch is basically write a screenplay, get a performance. Like, the prompt is the director.
I saw that. I was pretty skeptical at the name. Drama Box sounds like a subscription for, like, reality TV recaps or something.
It really does. Anyway, how was your week? Did you end up making that flight?
Barely. I got to the gate and they were already boarding the last group. I was the last person on the plane, sat in the middle seat. No overhead space. Classic.
That is the most Cody travel story. Okay, Drama Box. I actually think this one's interesting for a pretty specific reason.
So it's Resemble AI's Expressive TTS, and it's built as an IC LoRa fine-tune on top of LTX-2.3, that's Lightrix's audio-only model, the 3.3 billion parameter version. The LoRa is already merged into the base weights. So you're downloading one 6.6 gigabyte file for the transformer and a separate 1.9 gigabyte file for the audio components. Then there's a Gemma 312 billion text encoder at 4-bit quantization on top, roughly another 8 gigabytes. So you're looking at about 24 gigabytes.
Okay, so that's not a laptop project. But the part that caught me, the actual product insight here, is that the prompt IS the performance. Not a style drop-down, not a slider. You write something like, a woman speaks warmly, then she laughs, then her voice cracks. That's the whole instruction set. And you can optionally pass a 10-second voice reference to clone the timbre. So delivery style and speaker identity are two separate knobs, which I think is the real unlock for PR.
Yeah, and the prompt writing rules are actually pretty specific. There's a real inside quotes versus outside quotes distinction that matters a lot. Dialogue goes inside the quotes, and the model produces the actual sounds. Laughs have to be written as one word, or he-he-he, never separated. If you write ha-ha-ha with spaces, it apparently just speaks the letters weirdly. Stage directions go outside the quotes. She sighs deeply. He gulps nervously. A long pause.
I mean, that is such a read the docs before you ship moment. But honestly, for audiobook production or game dialogue, this is a really different workflow than what exists. You're writing a script the way you'd write it for a voice actor, and the model interprets it like one.
That part I buy. My hesitation is more about the VRAM floor. 24 gigabytes peak. That's an A10 or better minimum. There's a zero GPU demo space on Hugging Face if you just want to try it. And the inference settings are worth knowing. CFG scale at 2.5 is the default. Lower gets you more natural. Higher gets you more text faithful. STG scale is skip token guidance at 1.5. Those two together are basically the how much do I trust the prompt versus how much does the mod. Oh, and there's a watermarking thing baked in by default. Every output from inference.py gets tagged with something called Resemble Perf. It's a neural watermark, imperceptible, survives MP3 compression and editing. Near 100% detection accuracy. You can disable it with a flag for debugging, but it's on by default.
I actually think that's the quietest but most important detail in the whole repo, especially right now. Someone's going to use this to make a fake voicemail, and Resemble just made sure there's a receipt.
Yeah. I mean, it's only as good as the detection infrastructure behind it. But the fact that it's on by default, not opt-in, that's the right call.
Exactly. Okay. There's also a fine-tuning path if you want to train your own LoRa on top of Drama Box. Not from raw LTX. 2.3. On top of Drama Box itself. So you're starting with the expressive prior already baked in.
The LoRa targets 288 pairs across 48 transformer blocks. Rank 128, alpha 128, 10K steps with a 500 step warmup. JSON-L manifest is the recommended data format. One thing worth flagging, load the LoRa at inference rather than pre-merging. Pre-merged checkpoints degrade output. Probably an artifact of how the IC LoRa conditioning interacts with the base weights after the first merge.
That's such a weird gotcha. Like, normally merging is just fine.
It's probably an artifact of how the IC LoRa conditioning interacts with the base weights after the first merge. When you merge again, you're compounding something the architecture wasn't designed for. That's my read. Anyway, I could be wrong.
See, Cody finding the edge case is the most reliable thing about this podcast. All right. If you want to poke at this, it's ResembleAI/DramaBox on Hugging Face. MIT adjacent community license from Lightricks. Good one to have open in a tab.